And welcome, everybody, to the Role Playing Tornadoes. I'm the original F5, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, the F4s. You know, Frank and the F4s, I should have a band called that. Breakman the Bold and...
A horrible group from the 50s?
Pretty much, man. Breakman the Bold and, of course, Eric RPG. Gentlemen, how are you? At least you guys aren't under tornado watch, as far as I know, right?
No, it's a thunderstorm and severe. We've been under flood warnings and stuff like that for the last day. Yeah, you know, fun stuff, too.
Yeah.
God, the environment. You know, it's not like it's almost like something's going wrong with it, and we've had all these, and we've had warning signs and stuff like that, and nobody's done anything. You know, it's almost like that.
It's almost like we have a government, and the world governments don't care, man. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's almost like that. It's weird.
Scotum, One Piece.
Yeah, Scotoma says I call dibs on them ruby slippers. Exactly. I will wear my elephant nose and make videos of me telling elephant jokes. Oh, TikTok. Wow.
Has a foot fetish, confirmed. Okay.
we're talking about tornadoes and wicked witches and all kinds of shit, man. But anyways, my daughter and wife are not amused by this idea. That's when you know you just got to do it, Freak Five. Just do it. You know what I mean?
When all the females are offended, you just got to go with it.
Just do it, dude. I mean, the more the merrier. The elephant jockstrap. Yeah, just please don't give him any ideas.
His son wasn't amused. He just said his wife and daughter.
Right. Just the women in the house. Scotoma says the elephant jockstrap. Yeah, don't give him any ideas, Scotoma. We don't want Freak Five's elephant banana hammock. You know, roaming around his house on TikTok videos.
He sends us enough videos of his food. We don't want to see the elephant.
Oh, God, and now you remind him of the food? You're just as bad, Breakman. What's wrong with you, man? I traumatized my daughter with a series of jokes I told her. Well, you traumatize everybody just by speaking.
Are they, like,
just Freak
dad
Five
jokes that are just absolutely terrible? Or
probably. Why did the elephant paint his testes red? Oh, dear Lord.
No, that's worse than a dad joke. That's a lewd joke.
Oh, jeez.
God, I don't know why. Why? Why did he paint him red?
Oh, that? You took the bait. Damn it. None of us did except for you.
Don't know the answer. I wanted to know the answer to the question. Let's
get to the news. I'll get to the answer as soon as I get to the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, even though my link is not coming up.
Okay, from RPG sites, Tactics Ogre Reborn has been announced, and like it suggests, it is actually the second remake to Tactics Ogre. But technically, it's probably more of a remaster of the remake, but set to release on November 11th, PlayStation 5, 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. That's Steam. No word on Epic Game Store. But anyways, it'll be available physically and digitally for $49.99 to $50. A digital premium edition available for $60 that includes the game's soundtrack. I don't want to pay $60 for a digital version of the game, even if it does have the soundtrack.
Yeah,
you should just be giving that to me.
I think we're going to be throwing tomatoes all day at Freak Five because that the answer to that joke, why did the elephant paint his testicles red? So he could hide in a cherry tree.
Anyways, it says,
have you ever seen an elephant in a cherry tree? It's his next response.
Go ahead, Eric.
Anyways, there are a couple of new quality of life features, such as full voice acting in English and Japanese, new unit-based leveling system instead of a class-based system, which is apparently better, because I asked somebody about it. And the problem was that the game wasn't designed for, like, having your classes level up instead of your characters, because your characters learn skills, and skills can level up, so it's still very character-based, so it's, like, there's no point to it that way. But, so I wish they made it like Valkyria Chronicles, but they didn't, because they added that element in. So this is a good change.
Yeah.
But, quicker battle pace, So that probably means there is either turbo mode or they just cut down on the length of animations. But autosave, which is nice because more games need autosave features, but I hope there's a way to still manual save. Yeah. But new UI elements probably make it easier to read and stuff like that. But improved AI, so they're less stupid. Re-recorded music, so the music's been remastered as well as the artwork.
Hmm. All right,
I haven't watched the trailer, but I've seen some of the pictures. They look nice.
Right. I want to know how the enemy is less stupid, essentially.
They are... Well, it's probably more all your allies than the enemies, but they probably make less bonehead decisions if you have running on AI.
Okay.
Better AI, probably. What is the loudest noise in the jungle? Freak 5 asks. And it's... giraffes eating cherries. Jesus Christ. Why am I doing this?
Because the elephants are in the cherry trees.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, break. Next story,
so
please.
I'll be probably picking this up on Switch, and I'm probably going to sell my PSP copy as soon as possible, since I have the digital version of that anyway, so... Maybe I won't have to rebuy it, because maybe you're going to set it up like Valkyria or Profile Lenith, where there'll be a free upgrade if you buy it digitally.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric, on that?
Nope. That's it.
All right, Blake. You're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Punishing action RPG Phimesia is pushed back again to August 15th. Oh, I wonder why. The developer and publisher cited that they're listening to community feedback from the recent Steam demo when explaining the game's small delay. Interesting. They mentioned that the extra days will allow them to make Phimesia the best experience possible at launch. Oh, I like that, they're listening to the actual people playing the game.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be out this week, so it's a 2-week delay.
Our team had a meeting right after the event, and here's a list of things we will change. Shortened wind-up animations between saber attacks, shortened wind-up animations between deflecting and dodging, extend the iframe for deflecting and dodging, significantly increase the flying speed of feathers, and extend the window for interrupting enemy critical attacks. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
For well, sure, you know, especially if you got like Frank hands where they're really, really slow.
How dare you, son of a bitch. How did I know this is going to turn into a Frank bashing story? How dare you, break, man?
Because I'm reading it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, par for the course. So, I mean, these are good changes, right? I mean, nobody wants to see, like, lengthened animations at the beginning of attacks. Like, just make it smooth, you know? It's like, I really like God of War. Someone was asking me how many platinums I got. God of War was one, oddly. I don't know how I achieved that, but by some miracle I got platinum in that game. Probably because it's like the easiest game ever to get one. But
it's just grindy. Because like you have to clear all those Helheim trials, which can be somewhat difficult because they throw so many enemies at you, but it's doable.
Yeah. No, it's definitely fine.
Especially if you got a setup with equipment that just regenerates health whenever you use a superpower.
Yeah, I definitely did that game the hard way, man, and didn't build it right or whatever, but it's still fun. It's a fun game. Someone hacked Frank's account and got the platinum for him. That is not the case, man.
Yeah, I basically used the Mist Set armor. Exiled and then, like, they gave me, like, abilities to do passive heals on certain, like, activations. And then, like, I had Atreus set up so that he found more potions, so that made it easier to survive.
Yeah, just
no, what actually happened was Frank went to one of his kids' high schools, and he was looking around for somebody who could find it, and he finally found somebody who could get him all the...
I paid my son to do it. My son's really good at games. You know, he beat Elden Ring in, like, 2 days or some shit, man. Wow. Fucking God, it's kids, man.
Was this during summer or something? Because... How'd he have the free time to do all that?
Well, I mean...
Weekends?
Yeah, days off. I mean, you know. I got BlazBlue on Steam since it went on sale, Skodema said. It's fun. Yeah, that's a cool game.
Near 100 the first time I played Elden now. And, like, other playthroughs are closer to 65 hours.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next.
Getting a platinum, not just beating the game. If I wanted to just beat the game, it would be done in, like, probably... 15 hours.
Yeah. Alright, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Acquire shares first trailer For Dungeon Crawler Labyrinth of Zangetsu. We've talked about this game before. It does look cool. It's like a kind of like a, what, a feudal Japan type deal. But let me see if I can get to a gameplay here. It sort of look. It has the same kind of style, at least stylistically, like Darkest Dungeon, except in first-person mode, sort of. That's the best way that I can kind of... The monsters are good. The monsters look... I mean, the designs are cool. I mean, this game looks really good. It's probably going to be worth playing when it comes out. Got Blaze Blue. I think I have all the Blaze Blue games, Wyland says. Oh boy, here we go. Freak Five says, Eric, you realize how old Frank is? His son is probably retired in a nursing home playing video games all day. How dare you? That's not very nice, Freak Five. That wasn't very nice.
I forgot to play a Blaze Blue game. I've always wanted to, because I've played most fighting games at some point. It's just that's one series I've never had a chance to play.
Yeah, they're fun. I played a couple of them. Eric, next story.
Next story is Adventure Academy, which is another acquire partnership with P-Cube, because P-Cube's going to be publishing the Western release of this game, because they're doing the localization as well. But Adventure Academy, the Fractured Continent, is coming later this year. Tactical RPG set in the world of the Class of Heroes franchise. And it does look like it's like super cute looking, because every character looks like they're SD, and they all kind of look Paper Mario-ish.
Yeah. It looks cool. I mean, Break might have a field day with this game. So...
But, anyways, it says it's going to be coming to PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch and PC.
Yeah. All right, you guys are going to have to, carry on with the stories. I have to use the restroom, so,
I thought you were going to say, you know, go board up your windows.
Well, that too. I mean, I'll do both. I'll go to the bathroom and board up my windows at the same time.
Okay. You know? Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, Break, next story, and then I'll be back in just a couple.
Yeah, the Switch gets screwed over with rollback, because apparently the Switch can't do it well, because it doesn't have enough CPU power to make it happen on a larger scale. So only like a handful of games are using it. Not even Smash uses rollback, and ARMS has rollback. Because ARMS is doing something different than Smash. It's not having to calculate 8 players on the screen.
Yeah, plus ARMS doesn't have, like, 5 billion characters that they keep adding to.
Yeah.
I mean, they finally stopped, but yeah. So anyway, next story coming to us live from RPG site. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake is reportedly indefinitely delayed. Well, this fucking sucks.
This is why I want Nintendo to release this, consider as a Switch, so that if it has backwards compatibility, they can upgrade the Switch version so that they can support it then.
Yeah. The report states that this comes after 2 directors on the project were let go following a poor review of an internal demo late last month. Additionally, it's claimed the development has been paused as the studio determines how best to proceed with the project. Remake was announced last September, and now we're probably just not going to get it. So, well, fuck us.
I mean, considering how poorly they handled the coder re-releases on the Switch, I'm not surprised.
Well, maybe if they get new directors in there, maybe they'll start this project back up. I don't know, but I can't imagine Disney'd be happy about something like this.
And there's a company that Aspyr was recently bought by Koch Media, I think, so maybe they can, you know, actually get the help they need to make it work.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, apparently they need new employees. Apparently.
New management, maybe.
Yeah.
But with that, I'm going to do the Fuga release.
I was
going
to say, yeah, I might want to do the next story.
Fuga Melodies of Steel launches in 2023 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, S, and 1, and Nintendo Switch and PC, Steam, and the Epic Games Store. No word on GOG, but I'm sure that'll happen eventually. But, anyways, it takes place a year after the events of the first game, which I still need to pick up, and I haven't, because $40 is a lot to ask for a digital title. But there is a physical release, but it's like $50. And it's I'd have to import it from PlayAsia or somewhere. But apparently it's a fun game. And there is a demo out now, so if you're on the fence, you can check that out. But some of the new elements in the sequel include an advanced system and an airship that was shown in the Fuga's Melodies of Steel first anniversary live stream event. So I guess there might be air combat coming to play in this game compared to the first game. So maybe there'll be like air raids you can do, or like some, or maybe you can have air on air combat.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
But it'll be available in Japanese, English, and French. The supported language and other language will be added later, which includes Spanish, Italian, traditional Chinese, simplified Chinese, German, Korean, Latam Spanish. Latam's an acronym that I don't know what that means, but whatever. Brazilian Portuguese, as opposed to just Portuguese. Are there two versions? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And Russian. And there'll probably be more than that, but they'll probably be done by the modding community or something. If they don't get supported. But, so that's something to look forward to, I guess. Next article.
Coming to us live from loading screen. What the fuck? I had this, it's already ready. I had this article loaded, and then I clicked off to do something else, and then it went to
your freeze PC, mode. Your PC pooped today.
Yeah, that shit. Coming to us live from RPG site, Cygames takes ownership of Metal Max IP and works on its new project. They announced that they've acquired this. The series creator, Hiroshi Miyao? Is it Miyao?
Let's read. I can't. It needs to load, but let me see.
Miyaoka has also joined Cygames as the game director, and he will be working with the company's game producer, Kenichiro Takaki. The two are going to lead the development of the new Metal Max project, which we were just discussed. The Metal Max series comprises turn-based RPGs that take place in a post-apocalyptic world. The protagonist is usually given a customizable vehicle, like a tank, that can use to travel around the world and fight against the enemies. Well, I hope the tank better fucking travel and blow shit up. This has been going since 1991. Wow.
Yeah, and the best versions of the game never made it to the West, which is a crime against humanity and the Western world, because somebody could have, but nobody came to up the bat. But,
too bad, these sound interesting.
Yeah, because, the only way I'm going to be playing these games now is to get my Steam Deck, put the 3DS emulator on it, and find the ROMs so I can play the fan translations of 3 and 4, and then, Metal Max Reload, which is a remake of the second game, I think.
We need more old compilations of games that we never got here.
Yeah, by the time we got another Metal Max game outside of Metal Saga, it was Metal Max Xeno, which is terrible, and Metal Max Reborn, which is also apparently terrible. And then Metal Max Wild Witch, which was announced, was canceled, and the reason for this is because the IP was bought, so they kind of had to. So maybe it might reemerge later.
Maybe. Maybe they'll revitalize the ideas behind Wild, but I doubt it'd be the same
game. Yeah, they won't call it Wild West. It'll be something else. But
yeah.
But whatever. I hope that Cygames can make a good Metal Max game, because clearly, the teams behind the previous Metal Max releases, including Metal Dogs, which was an odd game to say the least, which probably won't get localized.
I like the title, though.
Yeah, you're basically playing as the Pooch units, and you're going around killing a bunch of things in a run-and-gun scenario. Think kind of like Robotron 64, but your dogs.
Okay, see, that sounds like fun to me. What the hell? We need that game here.
apparently it's got like performance issues and stuff, and it's like really simple game, so it might be hard to sell in the West.
Which game are we on?
More shooters where you start as cats and dogs. We need that here.
So. What game are we on?
Metal Max.
Cyanage knows how to make a good game, so hopefully it's in good hands now.
The next story is the Monochrome Mobius story.
All right, then I will do that one if it ever comes up on my screen.
My computer's infecting your computer too now.
Oh, it sure is, man. I mean, by osmosis. All right, here we go. Monochrome Mobius, Rights and Wrongs Forgotten, gets its release date pushed back to October 20th. So that's the story. There's a bunch of cute characters. We may have talked about this game before, but
yeah, a little bit.
Very lovely character designs. That's for sure. So, all right.
So pushing October 20th doesn't seem like a big delay because I think it was originally like September.
Yeah, it's so, like a month.
Yeah,
not a big deal at all.
No big deal. All right, Eric. Next,
I like that more companies are not afraid to push their games back.
I agree.
Work on them.
I mean, I think that's a bold move and
but now both October and November are crowded. So
yeah, but I think a lot of studios are starting to learn from the mistakes of companies that brought us like Cyberpunk, for instance.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric. Next story.
Tower of Fantasy, it's a shared open world RPG, launches on August 10th for PC and mobile devices. Developer Hada Studio and publisher Level Infinite have announced that shared open world RPG Tower of Fantasy will launch globally. So I guess it's like kind of like Genshin Impact, but it's just a standard action RPG.
But what do they mean like shared open world?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
It's got like a journey-like element where you're playing with other people or something.
Well, it doesn't sound like you interact with them, though, because they would just call it like a multiplayer game, wouldn't they? Instead of saying it's shared. Like, that just seems like an odd terminology to me.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can go visit other people's worlds or something.
Maybe because there might be
like a world creation element or something.
Possibly. Maybe we'll find out more about this game later.
Yeah, I need to know more.
Yeah. Alright, anything else on that, Eric?
Need more info.
Yeah, no. Definitely. Alright, break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, strategy RPG Vanaris Tactics launches for PC on August 4th, which means it's already launched. Publisher Toge Productions and developer Mathis Reyes. Is that the name of a person? Is this just one person did this? The name of this developer? Is Mathis?
Mathis Reyes?
Anyway, wow. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a studio. It sounds like one person.
Yeah, just the game somebody made, really.
Wow.
Wow, okay, developed by a lone Brazilian... Yeah, Brazilian Vanaris Tactics is a strategy RPG. Okay, wow. It's inspired by Final Fantasy Tactics. Wow, one guy did a Final Fantasy Tactics-type game? Holy shit, that's got
to
be a lot
And Square Enix can't do a part two to Final Fantasy Tactics. What does that say?
Rub it in, Frank.
And every character is basically Brazilian, too, because they're all persons of color.
Looks really cool. I mean, it's very basic. I mean, it's for one person, this looks great. I mean, it's very basic in the environments, but it looks like a full-on, you know, from the gameplay, full-on tactic RPG. So, good for this guy. I mean, he's accomplished that very few people in the world have accomplished.
Maybe I could try contacting him and have an interview.
That'd be great.
If he speaks English.
Here's a question for you guys. What is the best one-person developed game you've ever played?
Axiom Verge.
Oh, maybe. God. Yeah, I would agree with you, Eric.
Star Wars Rebellion?
Although, I mean, I think he had, like, one other person helping him, but, like, it was mostly him.
No, it was... I think that was a one-man game. I mean...
I think the original Terracon was also a one-man job.
Yeah.
But he had,
Axiom,
like...
Axiom Verge.
It was programmed by one person, but there was other people involved in its development.
You ever play Axiom Verge, Break?
No.
Oh, God.
Maybe it wasn't a Star Wars game, but it was a strategy game. If that was inspired by... God damn it, I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know, but Axiom Verge is a fantastic game. It's a great game. One guy did it.
No, it's not okay. No, it wasn't Star Wars Rebellion. I remember. I was thinking another game. There's another... What the hell was it? It was a sci-fi space strategy game. Fuck.
I think I know what you're talking about, but... I don't remember the name, Break, but...
I don't either, but I had a lot of fun playing it.
Yeah. All right, last story of the day. Open-ended simulation RPG Potion Permit launches on September 22nd for PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So there you go, and that's from P-Cube and Mass Hive Media. And it's... I'm looking at the trailer now. It's kind of got some... beat elements and stuff like that. It looks very
like
polished.
It's like a combo between
Zelda and
Zelda.
Yeah. So it looks good. Most Brazilians are great gamers. They have a gaming culture like in Japan. Yeah, no doubt, Skodoma. They just don't have a strong development team. There's a couple of games.
Look at where they live. I mean, if you had to choose between like a beach with what was going on there or being in an office, what would you choose?
Of course, man. Of course.
I mean, I would have a hard time working in an office if I lived in Brazil.
No doubt. All right, and that is the news for today. Homie discounts. I mean, there's a new PlayStation sale that I have not had a chance to go through. They've added a ton new games. I did see, what was that game for six? Was it Scarlet Nexus or the other one? There's a bunch of great sales on the PlayStation. Game Pass, there's some new stuff on the Game Pass. Dusk Falls, Torment, Tides of Numeria, Inside... what else? MotoGP, Watch Dogs 2, and Rebellion. So, good stuff there. I mean, they just keep adding. I mean, I'm really impressed.
Ubisoft's just slowly adding its library to Game Pass, and they might as well just be like, we're putting all the Uplay stuff in the and on Game Pass now, like EA is.
Yeah. Well, it's strong, man. I cannot fault them. They're adding a lot of great stuff, man. I mean,
I'm wondering how long it's going to be before Odyssey shows up on there.
That's a good question, man. But just good question. I mean, it's Game Pass is really, really strong, y'all. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I when I get back from Vegas, one of my missions is to get an Xbox X. So, we'll do. When I get the Xbox, I'll give you guys my thoughts and stuff. I mean, it's a great system from all accounts. So,
Thing I don't like is the controller size. I think it's not made for my hands. My hands are too big. I get cramped when you play for too long in an actual game. So I need to find a grip for my controller that just spaces my hands out better.
Ooh, that's interesting, man. Usually, it looked exactly like the previous. Controllers.
Yeah, that's the problem because it's exactly the same as the one.
Because I don't have any issues with that controller at all. I like both the Xbox controller and the PlayStation controller.
I actually
great.
Like the PlayStation 5 controller because of how big it is.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, it's and I love the feedback on it, the haptics. It's really really good.
And my hands aren't giant. They're just there's a certain bigness to them that. Wasn't made for the Xbox.
You had to know when you put that in there, Break, that Eric was just going to be on it, man. Hey, do we have a Dear Break, man, this week? Break?
No, we don't.
All right.
Just imagine him having like a pile of crushed controllers in his room.
Right.
Now I'm imagining the Hulk getting angry over not being able to play a video game. He has to get specially made controllers for him.
Right.
I mean, he could probably... access the Bruce gets Banner the, side of him and be like, Bruce, can you make a controller for me?
He gets the adamantium controllers. Yeah, adamantium and vibranium all in one,
right.
The buttons are vibranium and the case is adamantium.
Yeah, makes sense.
I prefer the Xbox controller, Skodoma says. I prefer the PlayStation controller, to be honest. I like them both, though. They're both great. The new PlayStation 5 controller is like one of the greatest controllers, if not the greatest controller I've ever had the pleasure of handling. I did like the Nintendo GameCube controller too. The Wavebird in particular was a pretty awesome controller. Do you guys remember that mini Xbox controller? That was pretty good too. I like that controller.
The S?
Yeah, the S. That was, I like that controller.
That was the opposite problem I had with the Xbox One controller. The original Xbox controller was just too big.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The Duke.
Duke was awful, man.
Yeah, it was.
Holy hell, that was one of the worst controllers.
I don't know who came up with that idea, but they should be spanked.
The Duke. I really like the PlayStation 5 controller. I think it's actually revolutionary in the controller game. But let's move.
Try it, because I wasn't a big fan of the old like PS2, PS3 controller and stuff like that, but the PS5 is such a different controller.
The PS3 controller is tiny. I can't stand it anymore because like I don't understand how I ever got around using it because it's so, it feels so cheap, like, and it'll fall apart and break in my hands.
I agree.
I really like the PlayStation 5 controller.
It's so light, I feel like I'm not even lifting it.
For me, if they could make it a little bit smaller, it would be perfect for me, but it's fine as is, you know? I mean, it's just fine.
What about third-party creators?
Third-party controllers usually are terrible.
They usually are.
I heard the Control Freak controllers and the, like, I think there's another company called, like, Grip or something.
Hmm.
That has controllers that are pretty good.
There are a lot of, like, third-party crap, but every once in a while you can get, like, a really good third-party controller.
Yeah, like Madcaps.
I guess my main question was, Xbox has, like, a limit on what they let other manufacturers do. They won't let third-party manufacturers make wireless controllers. Do they have, like, third-party PS5 wireless controllers?
Nope. They do not.
So it's the same thing then.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's stupid bullshit.
I agree. I think it's dumb. I think, you know, you should have cheaper alternatives, although I don't want people like Mad Cats getting big ideas and trying their hand at any of it because, God.
Mad Cats still exists?
I don't know, but I have nightmares of that shit, man, so, you know.
Oh, man. When I went to that gaming convention a long time ago, I met a few people from Mad Cats. They're very enthusiastic, and they gave away a bunch of like free shit.
Yeah, their product.
I believe all
junk.
The stuff they gave me broke.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's
I mean, cheapy plastic.
Garbage on you.
Yeah. They were nice people, though. I mean,
really nice people, but shitty product for sure. Let's.
I mean, they're the salespeople and stuff. They better be fucking nice, right?
Right. All right. Let's move on here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, break. What you been playing?
Like that. The plastic around the cable came off.
Oh,
so, like, I have exposed wires on it and shit.
Yeah, Mad Cats was the worst.
Cable? Awesome.
The casing was like the cheapest plastic ever. It was so bad. So bad.
Like
so
one
bad.
Screw holds the whole thing together. Right?
Oh, God. So bad. All right, break. What's
Don't
you
ever
break?
Drop it because you're effed.
Right. If you drop it, it's done. All right, break.
So
I had a Mad Cats memory card at one point, but
oh yeah.
Actually, I might. I've got like a few like gimmicky memory cards. Like I got this Lara Croft memory card and shit. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Did it have big boobs?
Kinda. Yeah. It's like sweet. It's the memory card on the bottom, and then like her, the top half of her on the top.
Oh, that's cool. For the PS2.
Probably makes it or easier PS1 to grab at least.
All right.
So anyway, what have I been playing? We had a couple weeks, so I decided last week, and you know, since we didn't have a show, I'd play some more games than what I've been normally playing. So I tried a few. I tried a game called Rascals.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that game.
It's a multiplayer kind of endless runner, but also some like. What those mining type games where you're like breaking bricks to get through
Minecraft?
No, not like Minecraft, like Balderdash.
Oh, Balderdash. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So you're doing that, and you're racing against other people, and you're fighting them and stuff like that. I played it single player and it was okay, but the memory card freak called it.
How dare
I'll
you freak out?
I'll go find and take a picture of it. I've got a bunch of like old controllers from that.
Dude,
iPads.
Start putting that on the RP Grinders feed, man. People get a kick out of that.
I know, but they're in like in the basement and totes and shit like that. I kept all those stuff. I never found anything. Just put it away. So where was I?
We should give that away as a prize on RP Grinders.
Who wants an old controller? Do you have an old console to use it on?
I know, right?
It's old memory cards. Let's see here. Here's an adapter for the Saturn. You use that, right?
Here's an old Game Shark for, I don't know, the PS2. You know?
Yeah, I never liked the Game Shark. It was not as good as Game Genie.
Yeah, Game Genie was way better.
Anyway, so Rascals, I've just played single player. I can tell that it would be an absolute fucking blast for four people playing a multiplayer game. I didn't play it that much because I was just playing by myself, but like as a multiplayer game, I can tell, yeah, absolutely. I also played a couple of shooters. I played a Space Invaders something Gene something. It was a fun shooter. It reminded me of the last Space Invaders like upgrade.
Okay.
Like 2010 or something like that, but just not as good as that one. It was fun, but just not as, it didn't blow me away like that, like huge upgrade of the original of the, and Dragon Ball FighterZ, I've got that too. That is a lot of fun. I haven't, the story in that game is so fucking terrible though. Like, oh my god, the story is bad.
Is it terrible in a way that I want to see how much of a train wreck it becomes?
Yeah, probably.
Basically what the plot is you are possessing the bodies of the Z fighters. So when they go into fights, it's you, but you're in their body. And they have like a whole conversations about it, and Vegeta obviously is pissed about the whole idea. But they just, there was so much to it. It's just like, god damn, like this is just stupid. also tried Radiant Silver Gun. That one's a lot of fun, but
shooter?
I really suck.
Is that a shooter?
Yeah, it's
yeah. It's one of the few games that it was on the backwards compatibility list.
Yeah, it's fun. It's such a hard shmup, though. I really suck at it.
I kind of wish that Treasure had ported it to Steam at some point, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a Treasure game. And if you old folks remember Treasure, you should definitely check it out. Let me see, what else did I play? The other new game I played was, we talked about Game Pass earlier, and I downloaded the game a long time ago. That I just hadn't played. It's just been sitting on my hard drive. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and play this. And it's a blast. I got to say, I should have played Wreckfest a long time ago. It's a Demolition Derby and Demolition Racing type game. I suck. I need more money so I can get better cars to play in multiplayer.
That's always the
case.
But,
I mean, it's all about wrecking cars and running cars off the road and shit like
that. Do you wish they would come out with the new Burnout that was just
yes!
Crash Mode?
Oh, God, yes!
Yeah. That was the best, man. I played the GameCube Burnout, and that was, man, I played the shit out of that game, man.
Yeah,
so
I
fun.
Burnout Paradise, too. I don't understand why we haven't gotten a Burnout game in for fucking ever.
I know.
Is it EA's fault?
I guess. The Criterion's been making, the Need for Speed games for as long as, since... I
always liked Burnout way better. I don't know. That was just my thing. I liked the Crash Mode was the best. Just causes much discretion.
Pursuit modes and Need for Speed, like when you're trying to outrun the cops and stuff. But yeah, you're right. Burnout was far better.
Oh yeah. No doubt, man. That was, it's like, I used to like the 2K games, like the football games, better than Madden.
Right.
And then they just stopped making them, and I was like, oh god. That sucks so bad. But I even like the college football, like the equivalent Madden college football. I don't know what was it, just NCAA football? Which,
yeah.
I heard they're coming back with that, which is cool.
I wish they'd come back with college basketball, but that's never going to happen.
That'll never happen, man. That was fun. That was really fun.
Even if it were like women's NCAA?
I would do it. That'd be fun too, man. Shit.
Well, we've talked about like integration and stuff like that. Like the way we do sports is stupid. Like people should be able to. It shouldn't matter your gender. It should be based on like performance.
Yeah, skill level and performance.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So Wreckfest, a fantastic game. I'll be playing a lot more of it. I suck royally because it's a racing game. I'm mostly not good at racing games. I hate them usually, unless they're fantastic wrecks like the Burnout series or guns and turtle shells, you know.
Yeah.
And this game's filled with wrecks. Lots and lots of wrecks.
I like that, yeah. All right, what else have you been playing?
Then I played the Pac-Man Museum still. Just enjoying that.
Yeah. Enjoying
it.
I
figured out how to get the pack past the one level in Pac-Land.
Oh, God, Pac-Land.
But no, the only game that's really hard for me to finish is the... Well, I shouldn't say hard to finish, because the missions. There's little challenges each game has to unlock shit, and that's the only one left that I have normal unlocks. I've got, like, the hard unlocks for the first half the games. The other half are finished, and it's just one game where I've got, like, the normal, and I can't... Just, it's fucking hard sometimes. Like, Pac-Man and platforming were just... No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Alright, anything else, Break?
No, that's it. And, wait, actually, I've been playing this, too.
How dare you, Break. Alright, Eric, what you been playing quickly so we don't get any more harmonica?
I finished Live Alive last week.
I want to play that.
I got a review of that up on the feed, so you can listen to that later.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Nothing
but good things about that game.
Yeah.
And I've been alternating between Elden Ring and Xenoblade 3.
I heard Xenoblade 3 is really good, too.
I've been playing more Elden Ring because I'm so close to finishing Thymron and getting the max gamer score for it.
Right on.
Because I'm playing the Xbox version now.
Good.
Xenoblade 3 is fun, but I think I've got to the point where I don't care I'm playing in normal difficulty because I've seen the gameplay loop, and one of the biggest objections I had with Xenoblade 2 is that on normal difficulty, enemies are just... I think it's not balanced well enough because the bosses of the game, the big Mobius bosses in the game, are gigantic HP sponges. So reducing it to easy just to get through those sequences quicker, even if it's not as challenging, is something I think is worth it because I've seen the gameplay loop at this point.
Yeah. I wonder why they stopped making Twisted Metal Scotum. That's a great game too, Scotum.
I'm just really invested in the story and exploration, so I don't really care how long combat takes.
That's good, Eric. I mean, I'm glad you're just enjoying a game to enjoy it, you know?
I think the last one I played was Black. Are they still working on that TV show?
Yes, they're still, and apparently Samoa Joe's going to play Sweet Tooth, which is really cool. I'm excited for that, man. Twisted Metal was a great game, and I wish they would come back with a new one. That and Burnout, and I'd be really, really happy.
I love the twisted endings of Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Like, it was basically like, you get what you want, but like it's not how you want it.
It had kind of a Twilight Zone feel to it. Like, you know, it's like,
I think it's because David Jaffe was the main lead for many of the Twisted Metal games, and he's kind of a shithead, so fuck him.
Yeah. Well, he got busy with God of War, so, you know.
We can get somebody else in there. I mean, it's been a long time since they had Twisted Metal. It's time.
Yeah. All right.
At least he's not as big a shithead as the CEO or whatever, lead programmer of Naughty Dog. He can go fuck himself, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Druckmann is the name, Neil Druckmann.
I played... a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary and Shibuya Scramble. I'm getting closer, but there's an hour that I think it's like the 1300 hour I can't fucking figure out, so I'll have to go through that hour again, figure that hour, and move on. But you know what? Instead of doing reviews, guys, we're going to go to Stinko's because I'm going to have to use the restroom again. We'll get back to reviews, though. Let's start our Stinko's.
Frank has to potty.
Stinko of the week.
I definitely have to go potty. So, Breakman, Stinko away, and then
I actually wasn't ready for Stinkos. There was a story I wanted to look up, see if I can find it.
Okay.
I can do them first.
Then. Well, talk amongst yourself, because I have to use the restroom.
okay, my Stinkos are... WB has canceled the Batgirl movie that was being made.
Even no, it's done. It's not even
done, but they're not going to air it on HBO Max or any other streaming service for the foreseeable future, apparently. I mean, somebody could always leak it later and we could watch it that way, but they decided to just pull the plug even though it's done. They sunk $90 million into this film. And they're like, nah.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, there was another thing that was almost done, and they're like, no,
it's not as bizarre as you think, though, considering where their head's been lately, because if you paid attention to how they, like, consider women watching streaming content as of late, Cartoon Network said, like, they didn't want to do shows for girls because apparently they weren't watching them, which is untrue, but they're looking at figures instead of actually paying attention to what people are watching, and focus tested bullshit. But
focus tests are stupid. So you'll focus test people that aren't going to get invested in the show, essentially.
Yeah, but like it's weird, bizarre reasoning, and I think that's leading into why they decided to cancel the Batgirl movie, because apparently they think there's no audience for it, but there's stupid morons.
Well, from what I read, it seemed like their opinions, they weren't happy with the quality of the movie. From the same studio that released Suicide Squad? Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, them not being happy might mean, like, certain things, though. I was like, maybe the movie was good, but they, for whatever reason, didn't like it.
Yeah. All I know is it was our chance to see Michael Keaton in fucking Batman suit again, and they have denied us for whatever reason.
Just wait a couple weeks; it'll be up on the internet, I guess.
Guessing after they receive a lot of backlash,
or that
it might release as a HBO Max type
exclusive. And like, some people might be thinking that, like, maybe it's because of HBO Max is consolidating all their streaming services into Max, and they're waiting for that shuffle to clear itself, and like whatever the dust settles, they'll put it back on there, but whatever.
Well, it's going to be next summer, it'll be Discovery and Warner Brothers and Max and all those are going to be one thing. And it's going to get a new name. I forget what it's going to, like, Discovery something or something Discovery.
Mm.
I completely forget.
So basically Discovery, HBO Max, HBO Go, and just standard HBO are going to be one service.
Yep. And I found that news article that I was looking for. So you know monkeypox, right? We've all heard monkeypox. Let me read the.
I got one more.
Story. Oh, I'm sorry. I was used to you just having one. My bad.
But Sony has bought the Right Stuff anime store, which was an online internet store where you could buy lots of different anime related stuff, actual DVDs and Blu-rays. Of shows, along with like other merchandise and manga.
Goddamn enchiladas.
Anyways, and I'm saying Sony is technically it's Crunchyroll, but Sony owns Crunchyroll, so them having this much power is a monopoly, and it should be treated as an antitrust issue. But apparently, due to the broad nature of language, anime doesn't qualify as a niche market unto itself where it can just avoid them doing that, which, you know, it doesn't matter. You should be fighting, the FTC should be fighting against monopolies, period. It shouldn't be making exceptions for what can and cannot be monopolized.
Well, we've given up on stuff like that a long time ago. Like, instead of fighting we don't let companies own the one thing anymore, but...
And now I'm worried...
They're allowed to own lots of different things.
And now I'm worried that this is going to seriously hurt the other anime distributors that relied on the Right Stuff. I mean, it was only one of their outlets, but it was their biggest outlet, probably, aside from going on to places like Amazon.com. Because now you've got Sentai and Discotech and Media Blasters and other companies like Anime Ego in a situation where now they're going to continue selling their stuff on Right Stuff, but part of those proceeds are going to its direct competitor. And unlike the situation with Amazon, Amazon doesn't own animation companies. It owns a streaming platform, but it doesn't. It hasn't bought up anime corporations yet.
All right. What? Anything else you got, Eric?
No.
You ready to go, Break? Or? Really,
yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I found the article I was looking for. So you know about monkeypox, Frank? What is monkeypox?
You know what? I'm actually ignorant to monkeypox. I haven't kept up.
Just let me read this. Read some of this article. Yeah. Here. Monkeypox virus could become entrenched as new STD in the U.S. The spread of the monkeypox in the U.S. could represent the dawn of a new sexually transmitted disease. Through health, though, some health officials say the virus can cause pimple-like bumps, might yet be contained before it gets firmly established. Let me see here. See if I can find what I'm looking for. Okay, it spreads mainly through skin-to-skin contact, but it can also be transmitted through linens used by someone with monkeypox. Although it's been moving through the population like a sexually transmitted disease, officials have been watching for other types of spread that could expand the outbreak. There have been several cases like that, and official Friday said there are already two children in the U.S. infected. So do you see what I'm trying to get here, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
The media is spreading monkey is saying that monkeypox is an STD. Yeah, it isn't.
It's not.
It can be spread through skin to skin contact, and like they said, you can get it on stuff and get it. I do not know why they're spreading. I get that there's a high infection rate among gay men. I see that, but this isn't an STD, and other people can get it. And the media is being completely irresponsible saying this is an STD because it's made a lot of people like, well, I don't have to worry about getting it.
Well,
any of us can get it.
Right. It's definitely not an STD.
Right-wing groups paying off the media to spread these lies in order to continue their anti-LGBT agenda by saying this stuff?
That's a possibility, Eric, but it's also a possibility the corporate Dems are doing the same thing because, you know, it's all about money and making money off of vaccines and treatments.
They don't want to shut down the economy either.
Thing is, we already have monkeypox vaccines, though.
Right, yeah. But they don't want people all freaking out and getting and like saying everything has to be shut down because, you know, the spread of monkeypox. But you're right, we do have vaccines, but we know how people act with vaccines too.
Yeah, Montana has no cases. Wyoming has no cases. It looks like Colorado's up to 78 cases, which is, I mean, if you look at the population, is almost nothing. Kansas has one case. Utah has 46 cases. California 826. Texas 606, Georgia 596, Florida 633, New York 1862. I mean, you would figure New York and California would have the most because most of the population, but Texas is a big one too.
Well, and those three states get the highest, and Florida would be like the highest immigration population too.
Yeah.
People coming in, visitors, not just people staying.
Yeah, Texas too. I could see that. A lot of people visiting Texas. And, well, I mean, it's something to keep an eye out. I mean, I'm not freaking out about monkeypox quite yet.
And I'm not saying that either. I'm not trying to get everybody freaked out, but I'm just saying to me, don't.
But considering the anti-vax rhetoric that's being done as late, it will become a problem just because of people's sheer apathy.
Yeah.
And people don't know that they should that it's something that we can all catch, whereas they're saying, hey, this is just a...
It's not just a sexually transmitted disease. It's not. Scotoma says they have studies that confirm it comes mostly from people who attend sex orgies. Where did you get that from, Scotoma? Put in a link in, because I am curious. I want to know more. Like I said,
I'm not denying that there's a high infection rate among gay men, but I'm saying that any of us can catch this.
Dude. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like
there,
a hepatitis.
There are confirmed, like, children catching it and other people
catching it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not...
I'm just saying it's irresponsible for the media to say that this is only an instinct.
It's an indiscriminatory disease, and it's not like a sexually transmitted disease because it can be transmitted through clothing and other type stuff, so, yeah.
I could see a scenario where, like, the people who are doing these sex orgies are already infected, and then they're spreading it, and then they're correlating it to that, which is wrong.
Yeah. I mean, the media gets it wrong all the time, man. I mean, it's not even... I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum on the show. All right.
Like, the sex orgies aren't why they're getting...
No.
And it doesn't mean it's STD. It just means that these people... Or went to a specific place.
I would be curious to know, is it just like skin-to-skin contact? Because it's not that, it doesn't sound like a sexually
transmitted.
Yeah, because
if you're having sex, you're going to touch each other's skin.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's what it is like, but, I mean, for instance, like, what about like touch football or something like that? Like,
right.
You take your shirts off and tackle each other. Like,
right.
Not, you know, there are skin-to-skin things that'll happen that aren't sexual.
There is a monkeypox vaccine. That's out too. So I don't know.
Technically, it's a smallpox vaccine, but it will work for monkeypox.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
And they said monkeypox is not as bad as smallpox. So thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. They did say that. Although it does sound kind of horrible from what I'm reading.
Yeah, it does sound horrible. I don't want fleshy bumps
pussy bumps.
Stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Thank you. Although I got bit by a mosquito like a couple days ago, and like it got like kind of infected and had like so gross, but I was like, ugh, that looks like one of those monkeypox things or something else, you know. All right, thanks, Skodoma. I will look at that in a bit. I promise. I'll click on that now.
Yeah, look, I'm not disputing that gay men are catching this at a higher rate than anybody else. It's because of skin-to-skin contact.
Well, they're not even mentioning...
But others are catching it, too, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. What else you got, Brig?
Cincinnati's had a problem with racist police officers as of late. They're just becoming less and less hiding about it, I guess. For instance, last week we came to the conclusion of a trial of two cops who were disciplined for using the N-word. And I understand the reasoning behind the lawsuit by the first cop, because what happened was the first cop was a black man, and he said the N-word, I guess, in whatever situation he said it, and they gave him kind of the slap on the wrist punishment. Several months later, a white man used the N-word in the same situation, and he was heavily punished for it.
Yeah.
So to make it not look like it was racist, they went back and retroactively heavily punished the black cop for it, which inferred made the black cop sue them for, you know, you're punishing me unfairly. Like, I was already punished and I'm being punished. Well, as that was going on, we had not one but two other cops that have, in the last couple of weeks, been busted using the N-word just out in the open.
Yeah,
no big deal.
I've talked about this before, and I talked about it on my other channel quite a bit. There is a big white supremacy.
Whatsoever to use that.
No, there's a big white supremacy problem within the police force.
Oh yeah,
and I got to find the article on it. But there have been a few studies on that as well. And also some really eye-opening independent news articles on the infiltration of the white supremacists into the police force. And
terrifying.
It is terrifying, but here's the thing, Brake. Like anytime I talk about this, I always think about like defunding the police, right? And everybody, you know, like a lot of bootlickers and a lot of like people that think they're doing and saying the right things about police aren't considering a lot of the factors, you know, and when I say defund, I would be happy with just getting rid of all of them and starting over. You know, if we're to have, I think community policing is something interesting to look at. I don't know if it's the entire answer to our police problem, but we definitely need police reform. No doubt. Full stop. I mean, we need to we need to have longer training, like I mentioned, overseas. Like, there, you know, that you have to have basically equivalent of a bachelor's degree overseas to be a cop. I know here in Lakewood, even though they're terrible, Lakewood, Colorado requires you to have a degree to become a cop.
That's good. That's good.
Which is good. You know, they're still pieces of shit, and I battle them all the time because a lot of the other issues, you know, the thin blue line fucking bullshit, you know, the racial problems that within the police force, the indiscriminate, you know, violence that they use. I mean, I chronicle this on my other channel. And it's one of my missions to expose a lot of this shit, you know, and I do. I've done everything from drone videos over homeless sweeps to my own cop watching interactions. I don't know if you guys have ever seen, you know, like cop watchers and what they do. I mean, you know, some of them seem very antagonistic. And even I can be at times if they make the right or the wrong moves, you know, and it gets to a point where you can't take anymore is what I'm saying, you know, and there has to be a breaking point. I was very happy to find out that the, people in the Breonna Taylor case are fine, or at least some of the people, not the shooters, but some of the people that made the shooting possible, are getting, you know, federal charges and some other things, but way more needs to be done is what I'm saying. So what else you got, Brake? Anything else?
No, that's actually my sweet-o, though, that the FBI is finally prosecuting some of the people.
And yeah.
I was hoping it would lead to more. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now we know my sweet-o, so...
Sorry, man, I didn't mean to rain on your sweet-o, break.
It's all right.
he's crying. Mine was, I'm still under a tornado warning. I mean, that means that they saw a tornado somewhere in my area, so hopefully that... passed, because that would really suck. I mean, Bernie was like, "Ooh, tornado," and I'm like, "No, you don't want to see a tornado. Trust me, you see a tornado, it's too late." You know, it's like,
Twister,
yeah, Twister. Ooh, tornado. Yeah.
That's not the reaction you're supposed to have.
Yeah, exactly,
I'm
man.
I'm just thinking of a scenario now. Like, tornado mon. Gotta catch them all.
Tornado mon.
All different looking tornadoes.
Yeah.
Most people are like, ah, tornado. She's like, ah, tornado. There's shark
nado. There's octopus nado. There's gut nado.
Right.
It was just the Tasmanian devil.
So, yeah, that's...
I can't do that voice.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do our sweetos, and then we'll move on to reviews. Hold on one second here. Ah, hold on.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Breakman, what you got?
We just did my sweeto. The FBI is finally doing its job and has charged some of the people involved in the Breonna Taylor murder.
Yeah.
And hopefully more get charged.
You know, just I have a theory about this. I think this is all a distraction to everything else that's going on in politics.
Well, everything they do in politics is a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just think about, like, they want you to worry about things like the transgender community because they don't want you to worry about what they're doing in Washington. Mm. Like, that's a part of, like, the go worry about this over here. You know, because we're, you know, we're not. We're doing
right.
other things.
Right.
We're making money. So you go worry about that.
Skodema says the tornado was just a Tasmanian devil.
I consider them not making you not want to worry about that. I think it's them intentionally starting fires that then we have to put out, and we're too distracted to put those fires out to worry about them doing the other shit they're doing.
Yeah, and the Alex Jones trial, Freak 5 says, yeah. Well, we'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Alex Jones trial as far as a sweet-o, but at the same time, like, the fucker should be in jail.
Yeah.
The motherfucker destroyed people's lives. He should be in fucking jail.
Yeah, I got
not
a big,
getting a slap on the wrist. With the
I got a big problem with Alex Jones. We'll talk about it in a bit. But
well, my sticky was that he at least had a hard time.
What's up with them not investigating?
And them having a hard time is the sweet in my book.
I agree, Skodema. They should investigate that sex traffic island. I mean,
you mean like the
Epstein?
Everything involving Epstein. Like, well, like Epstein's dead and Gazelle's gone. We got him. That's it. What the fuck? What about all the clients that were coming in there? Like, for instance, Bill Gates. Like, we know it destroyed his
Bill
marriage.
Clinton.
His friendship with, With Epstein, the Clinton, Trump. I mean, we've got so many people that have visited there. And, Alan Dershowitz, we know, was a rapist. Prince William.
Was it Prince William?
No, I think it was another one.
It was Prince Charles's brother, I think.
Yeah, what's his name, though? I always get it wrong. I say Prince
Jackass.
Prince Fuckface.
It was
Fuckface.
It might as well be. I mean, they're all suck Fergie's anyway. Husband. All the royalty.
Prince Andrew. That's right.
Andrew. Yeah,
my apologies right. to Prince William, even though he's probably a piece of shit to you.
your uncle or brother or whatever he is a fucking rapist.
Right.
Do something about it.
A lot of powerful people they are protecting. No doubt, Skodema. I mean, I think the list is so extensive that it could literally cause world chaos, Skodema, and that's why it's being covered up. I mean, that's the only, and it's not even a viable. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, then let's just shake up the world. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's so many fucked up things in
we
the United States alone.
Hack the planet. There's your hacker's reference.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Anonymous has been on this forever, man. They did.
If the world's that close to collapsing, maybe it just needs to collapse so we can rebuild.
I agree, Eric. I mean, I think it's going to happen anyways, but I mean, it's going to take something like that. I mean, look, Anonymous has been on this from years ago with the death op eater stuff, you know, and nobody believed all those links and all the people. They brought up Bill Gates, they brought up Trump, they brought up Prince Andrew, they brought up all of them, Clinton, and nobody would pay attention. Nobody believed it. If you were a Democrat,
and with Clinton, it was like, well, he took like 6 trips or something. Like he took more trips on the plane than most anybody.
Yep.
Like at the Lolita Express, and like Hillary's like, oh no, he's just on business. We had no idea about anything else.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Took 6 trips to a rape island, and you didn't know raping like right. million like. Yeah, I don't
just gross, man.
What they do on their cover night when nobody could suspect anything?
Yeah, I mean, well,
and some staff members have talked a little bit, and they've talked about how like I shouldn't say staff. I don't mean staff members. I mean other passengers on the plane have talked about how like the stewardess and stuff like that all seemed very young
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know,
they called it.
Say they were. Look, they weren't involved in any rapes. Always talk about everybody like they're all young girls.
Yeah, they. I mean, they called it the Lolita Express for a reason, Breakman.
There's
you know
no
what I mean?
Way these people didn't know like that what was going on.
Right, Dershowitz is a dirtbag, man. I wish he would just go away. Period. They're all dirtbags, man. Every single one
of
them.
And what about the staff too? Like the pilot of the Lolita Express. Like you know, so their kids being raped in the back of his plane. I mean, why keep doing it? Even if I understand, like, you're afraid to go to the police and you're afraid to get help or something like that because dies a billionaire.
Oh, I know the reason. I know the reason, Breakman. Money.
Right.
It's all about money.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why?
Fear of accident, quote-unquote, accidentally dying in prison.
that's another reason. I mean, if you know you're complicit.
Maids and cooks and butlers and all that other, you know.
I guess if you're.
Had to clean up the sex room, for fuck's sake.
I guess if you're a pilot, you could claim ignorance. Like, I'm concentrating on flying the plane, right? But I don't know. If anyone says that people can't agree on anything, we all can agree 100% that human trafficking is wrong. No doubt, Skodema. I mean, look, I've said this all along, Skodema. I think the two-party system, which George Washington, you know, was adamantly against the two-party system. He said the death of a nation is a two-party system or something thereabouts. You have to look up the exact quote. We have to put aside our differences for things like this, you know. And there were, like I said, we've named powerful people on both sides, right? Trump, ex-president of the United States. Bill Clinton, ex-president of the United States. Bill Gates. Prince Andrew. You know, there was some. Obviously, there might have been some Saudis on that thing that we haven't heard of. I mean, it's just wrong. just wrong. We have to change a lot of things.
Like 30 years, I think.
Yeah, 30 years.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of names, you know.
And Ghislaine Maxwell's a piece of shit, too, man. She should have, like, given up that black book and just put it out for everybody a long-ass time ago. These are the people.
She's still claiming innocence,
Yeah, well.
I know she was convicted, but I think, like, she's still in jail. Like, I'm innocent. Like, you're just scapegoating me. Like, Epstein was the bad guy. Yeah, you were right there with him. Like,
right.
You're like Destro to his Cobra Commander. Like, we're not right. falling for your bullshit. Like,
right. Yeah, and who? How many other people? I want that black book, man. I want the black book because that tells all, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've gotten portions of it. I mean.
And I'm guessing he's. Skidmore says, yeah, and who knows how many other powerful people were in there. I'm guessing a lot of government officials, and that's why this has never come out.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Too much protection. Protect each other to the end.
Yeah. Like I said, it could cause a whole societal collapse, especially here in the United States. And that's probably why that black book hasn't been exposed for what it is. And I think it should be exposed. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we have to start over, we have to start over. You know? It's the way it is. All right. Any other... Sweetos,
I don't see a problem with starting over by getting rid of sex offenders and human traffickers. I don't see.
Yeah, and corrupt politicians, like all of them, right now.
I don't see a downside to that.
I don't see a downside either. I mean, there might be a little bit of kerfuffle right at the beginning, like you know, Democrats and Republicans might go at it a little bit.
Like the antibodies are going to kick your ass, but we all need to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's coming. I mean, it's very close. It's not. I mean, it's not going
to
be.
What's the downside of kicking somebody out who's a rapist? Like, yeah, he won't be there to vote on something else. We don't need a rapist fucking voting on anything. You know,
Skodema, you know what? I think society is going to collapse before 50 years. So, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen within 20 years. Well, the book coming out, the black book.
Some scientist in the year 5820, distant future, is going to discover it. Like,
right.
You know, one of the lone survivors that moved off planet and they came back to investigate Earth. They'll find it then.
Yeah, and they'll say, what a piece of shit society we lived in right now.
Damn,
you know?
These people deserve to be wiped out. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all your sweetos, right, Brake?
Yep.
All right, Eric, your sweet-o.
My sweet-o, well, like Alex Jones is having a hard time this week. And his lawyer is basically just completely fucking up.
Oh, God, his lawyer is incompetent.
About that. Yes.
Which led to him having to admit to the Sandy Hook people that that it was 100% true, and he was basically a big shithead for lying about it.
Yeah, I
forgot about that. I didn't want to make that one of my sweetos that, you know, his lawyer was so fucking stupid, he sent everything to the other lawyer.
Yeah.
And I mean everything. All the
texts. Do you think that lawyer was stupid, or he just saw those text messages and he was like, I'm going to leak these?
Yeah, I can't defend you anymore, so I'm just going to sell you out.
Yeah.
See, there could be something to that, because apparently, like, the defense lawyer, the prosecutor is like, are you sure about this?
Right.
I didn't hear an answer back.
Yeah, no, they gave him a chance. Are you sure you want to give this information to us? And I think they saw the text messages. They saw the writing on the wall. It's not a case of them being incompetent, because lawyers...
They were trying to defend because it was indefensible.
Yeah, for the most part.
But we're talking about lawyers. I mean, they're the biggest right. pieces of human crap on the planet.
And they already tried to get their money, so who cares?
Well, I disagree with that, Brakeman. I think it's cops, but, you know, I mean...
Yeah. Neither here nor there. Well, I mean, cops, lawyers, same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. There are some decent lawyers, but not very many.
I've never met any, but okay.
Yeah, not very many.
I believe you. Like I believe there are decent cops out there.
They usually aren't cops for very long, though.
Yeah, right. I've yet to run into a really decent cop, to be honest. I mean, I think I may possibly know one or two in all my dealings with police officers. Maybe. And that's a big maybe, and I highly doubt it. I have a theory that 90% of all cops are bad, 5% are brand new, and eventually are going to go bad, and 5% are genuinely good, but turn a blind eye to everything, which probably makes them just as bad.
Or they're just so powerless that they might as well not even be there.
Yeah.
Well, it could be because they're actually good, that they're just shunned by everybody else and have no idea what's going on because nobody else will let them in.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, you know. But usually those are the ones that get kicked off the force, you know. True. So there you go. All right, break.
Whereas opposed to a lawyer, you know, if you operate as shady and as bad as humanly possible, like, you get promoted.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, that happens in the police force all the time, man. You get, like, sergeants
But I meant, like, you start running for office and get promoted to public official.
Oh, God. Yeah. My sweeto is football camp started up. So football will be here real soon. I need a distraction. I think football is going to be pretty fun this year. I mean, I have to have some form of entertainment, even though fucking NFL is, like, I mean, Deshaun Watson, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's almost to the point where watching the NFL is almost a liability for me. You know, it's like an albatross, but, you know, going to give it another shot here, and hopefully it'll, you know, entertain me a little bit and make me forget about a lot of life ills, you know. So that's, we're going to combine...
Like, I'm used to having a team that's horrible, absolutely horrible. Yeah. And this is the first year in a very long time where my team might not be horrible. And it's like, after last season, like, I'm so excited for football.
Yeah, I know. We're going to combine reviews and free-for-all this week, so here we go. It's a free-for-all! Yeah, it's a free-for-all! Wow! There's a lawyer named Andrew Flush on YouTube I like. Okay. You sure you don't like Delete Laws, Scunema? Delete Laws sucks. He's not a lawyer. He's he calls himself a legal scholar, but he's a piece of shit. But anyways. Okay, free-for-all/reviews, guys. Blake, do you have anything to review other than Prey?
I actually have a couple reviews.
Okay, but let's not...
Review a couple TV shows.
Okay, not Prey, though, right? We'll do that at the end.
I want to see Prey. I haven't seen it
yet. Okay, but so you're going to have to take your earphones off like everybody else when we get to it. But, okay, go ahead, Blake.
I guess I'm starting. Yes. I've got two TV shows. One I've been watching weekly. The other I binge-watched this week. I guess I will go with the one I binge-watched this week, and I'll try and avoid spoilers because it is new. It just came out. I don't know what to really say about Resident Evil TV show.
I had that on my list, too, so I'll double-team this with you, Blake. Go ahead.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Okay, I have a different view of this series.
I liked half of what I saw.
Yeah,
And I liked the performance of the guy who played Albert Wesker. I thought he was fantastic.
He's great.
In the every version of that. I thought everybody else on the show was terrible.
Maybe that's the point. They start out terrible and they get better.
Because
of a crisis situation.
And they pose questions that they never really even answer.
Yeah.
Either. Yeah. Which was really fucking annoying. Like the big mystery is that it's split between two timelines.
Yes.
One happening now and then one happening 14 years in the future where the zombie apocalypse has happened. Hmm. Already happened. And we're in the present day where it hasn't happened yet and we're watching the young Wesker children go through the day-to-day life and they're teenage angst and all that bullshit. Like, I don't want that in Resident Evil. I really don't. I didn't need any of that teenage angst bullshit.
I disagree, but I'll tell you why after you get done.
But for me, like the one of the big things is the sisters are obviously they're a pair through the beginning when they're young. Like they're together and they're separated at the when they're adults in the future. There's a big mystery about them being split, though, that it seems like they're going to answer, and they never did. What happened? Yeah. Like
maybe that's for next season.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's one of those.
If Netflix keeps the show long enough for it to do a second season before it cancels it, but who knows?
Yeah.
It turns out to be a sister rival. He says the ending of the ending. Well, they get for. She said, and they never really clarified. Like, she says her sister's dead, and then when she sees her sister, she never acts like she thought she was dead.
Right, right. I think that was just her.
But when the show ends, like, then in the past, the two sisters are together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, so there's no, like, they weren't split, and it's... And she says, the one sister said that was the worst day of her life, and they were split and stuff like that, but that didn't happen.
Well, yet. You know what I'm saying? Yet.
Never
so
the next day, I mean, that day's over with.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I know.
But, like, just the whole, like, I like the parts when they're older, up until, like, the end, like, the last, yeah, like, that last episode was just bad.
I have a different view of this series.
Okay.
I
go ahead. You obviously like the show because you're not liking my review.
No. I like your review. I agree with like 95% of what you said, Brake, actually. But I actually think it's better than what people are giving credit for their work. Like you said, the ending wasn't the greatest, but I like the fact that they did something completely different with it. And they didn't make it all in all out like comedic, like, you know how like the game is like a big cheese fest, right? Like that's all it is throughout the whole thing. You're gonna get lots of cheese, right? They made it a little more serious, like Resident Evil 7, you know. And I kind of like that. Like, and they did do
did
some.
Either of you watch the Walk of the Raccoon City movie?
Yes, Eric? And I didn't like it. No. Yeah, I didn't like it, Eric. But I just. This series is definitely lacking something, but as far as originality goes, I thought that they took it in a direction that actually was fairly intriguing. And it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's definitely not the best thing. I mean, for me, this was like a 6 out of 10, maybe a 5.5 out of 10 is what I would give it. Just slightly better than average. I don't think it's quite as bad as what people are leading to
believe. I'd give it a 4 or 4.5.
Yes, but I mean that's
just the idea that Wesker like cloned himself and just did some gene editing to make them different.
Wesker cloning himself does play into the story.
Yes, and Brake is.
But it's disconnection from the game is I think what bothers me the most of a lot of it. Like they'll mention like that Raccoon City apparently happened.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a passing thing, but then you know that was back in the 90s, and since then the zombie apocalypse hasn't happened.
Yeah,
and they did make it sound like they were going to show us like how the zombie apocalypse started, but they didn't.
Yeah, that was the big disappointment. That was the big disappointment. They didn't really show what they alluded to it, but they didn't really delve into it.
It sounds like season 2 material.
Yeah, it does. It does.
They have a chance to be very good with make a very good season 2, but season 1 is not. Season 1 was terrible. But they have the right tools in place, I think, to make a good second season.
Yeah, I think it can improve quite a bit, Brake. Yeah. I think we're in full agreement.
Sounds like season 1's more of an intro.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he gets the point. They said they nuked Raccoon City. But my point is if this is supposed to be like the game, then what about everything else that transpired since then?
I like how they included some of the characters from the games. Like the sackhead, what do you call that? Chainsaw guy.
Oh,
and they did that kind of unique. They did, I mean, even the disease, you know how like sometimes the disease pops up as like boils and like gross, like, you know, pus laden, like, you know, stuff like that. Like they've definitely made.
Chainsaw guy was like a Las Vegas parasite infected person. So
yeah, exactly.
So are they
doing just the T virus stuff, or are they also doing Las Vegas and all that too?
They didn't mention
so far just T virus.
Yeah, just T virus. But I don't know. They included some nice Easter eggs to like, but they you could tell like the writers did not want to go down the video game. Route, and I think it's for the better in the long term. Like short term, you're gonna have all the haters, you know, the video game lovers of, you know, the people that
people
love the video game.
The Halo TV show is bad because it's not like the games or something.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I mean, I watched
the. Quite enjoyed the Halo TV show.
I watched the first episode
of
Halo,
but I still enjoyed the hell out of
it. I watched the first episode of Halo, and I really liked what I saw. So you know, it's like. I don't know. You can't. I mean, if you're going to make a good TV show, sometimes it is best to branch off from... I wanted them to do the movies like the games, right? Like,
yeah.
The first one has to do with the mansion, right? Like, I really wanted them to, like, explore the mansion and all the secrets of the mansion. They didn't do it. They, you know, it was kind of an afterthought type thing. And I don't know. That's why I just have a really bad taste in my mouth about the movies. But I'm intrigued for season two for Resident Evil. I really
liked the first Resident Evil movie, even though it wasn't the greatest, but I enjoyed it. And the second movie came out, and he was wearing the worst rubber suit costume I'd ever seen in my life, and just I never watched it ever again.
The movie with the fighting with the Nemesis, that was like the worst editing in a film I've ever seen.
Yeah, after that I was done. I'm like, nope, I'm not watching any more of these fucking movies. Oh, that's they were not so even bad. No.
And I hated the first movie too. If that's the bar, I mean, it's a pretty low fucking bar.
The first one had some really cool moments in it, like the laser trap where the guy gets his eye sliced and you see the liquid kind of dropping out or leaking out of it.
They actually reused that gig in 4, so it's like the movie influenced the games or something.
Oh, God.
And there were, like I said, when they're adult and they're fighting the actual apocalypse and what's going on through that is really interesting, I thought. It was just like that when they're a kid and is she infected? Like, how long is it before she turns? And she's going to school and doing all this other stuff. It's like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you said zombie apocalypse, but like, is this like localized to a specific region of the world? Because like,
that's the whole globe. It's the whole globe.
Because like, yeah. that hasn't happened in Resident Evil proper yet, and I don't think it will. So they went in a different direction.
Yeah, the globe has been split up. Like, yeah. Umbrella's got their own portion of it, and then there's
It's like 4 or 5 different factions across the world. But it's interesting, and it's more realistic. I would say, you know,
I said they've got great tools set up to make they've
got the bones, Brake. I think that's what we can agree on. They definitely have the bones to work with, you know,
actually,
something
like,
there.
Welcome to Raccoon City. Yeah, well, I mentioned that in our review, though. But like, yeah, it is like, I like it for just how weird and bizarre and messed up it is.
Yeah. Skodema says, yeah, the movie sucked monkey
kinda
shit.
Kind of like in the
I
same
agree.
Way I like Rise of Skywalker. It's like a walking disaster of fuckery, but I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it because it was still Star Wars, but yeah. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, God, why?
I know. I really like Rogue One, but everything else, like, newer just fucking blows, man. I don't know. Alright,
I like Last Jedi quite a bit, too.
What else you got, Brake? You have another review?
So, me and you kind of disagree, but mostly we think it's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, I like it better than the movies. Let's just put it that way. So, you know, I mean, it's which isn't saying much. I gave it a slightly above average just because it's got good bones. You gave it slightly below average because, you know.
And so. I was watching it with Miss Brigman, so I had to explain a lot to her. Like,
yeah.
The connections between the game and the show and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah, it didn't do a good job of raking in like new people. Like if you were a fan of the games, I mean, then you kind of were in the know of a lot of things. But
did you watch that other Resident Evil movie that's on Netflix? Like, it's the CG one. It's like the latest CG one.
It's awful. I didn't like it. It was just bad.
I've heard of that, so I'm not rushing to it, but I will watch it at some point.
Yeah, I think I reviewed it actually, Eric, if you remember. Mm. But all right, Brake, what else you got?
Okay, now the other one I've been watching weekly, and this one I love the fuck out of. This is the third season of The Orville. The first season was heavy on the comedy, and they're really trying to find themselves. And I called it kind of a cross between Family Guy and Star Trek. Whereas the second season went more heavily into like the science fiction of everything, and I think it found itself in the second season. And the third season, they went even like more just. They're telling more darker stories. Like the first episode is about the suicide of a crew member. For instance, and this is a show that was, like I said, kind of a cross between. It started out in the first season like a cross between Family Guy and Star Trek, and now it seems like it's even gotten more sophisticated than like Star Trek. Like it's serialized in a lot of ways, like Star Trek and Star Trek: The Next Generation, and it really feels like the new newest iteration of like the Star Trek Next Generation.
Are you talking about Strangers in Worlds?
No, he's talking about Orville. The Orville.
Oh, Orville.
Yeah, the Orville. I think it's New Horizons was the season's title.
So what streaming service is the Orville on?
Hulu. All
right. Yeah. And they go into a lot of different topics. Like they and because I guess they have a bigger budget, they go really high into like the sci-fi the space battles and shit this season, which was really cool. But for instance, like they deal with going to different cultures and planets, and they deal with one planet who, and this is a timely thing, even though these were taped before Roe versus Wade, but the planet who is against abortion and it's illegal on that planet. Anybody is caught, they take the DNA of the people of the mother and the father, and they put it in a computer, and they force those two parents, you know, even they're not parents, but you know what I mean. To interact with a simulation of what their child would have been.
That's
like,
interesting.
Just to show, like, kind of like how cruel it is. Like, why did you do this to me? I would have been your son. Like, and those are the kind of things they deal. Topics they'll deal with on the show.
Mm, okay.
So, I had a lot of fun with the Orville. I've liked it more and more each season. This season was just the best. Fantastic.
Okay. Wow. What are you giving it?
And Scotoma says I like how it gotten a little more serious. Me too. I did. I quite enjoyed it. And even though it got so serious, the season finale was they went back to kind of their lighter roots where it was more just a. It was dealing with a romantic relationship between two characters.
So how long? Just, how many
there was a lot of comedy and stuff like that.
How many seasons deep is this show?
Third season.
Mm. Yeah. So what are you giving it? What are you giving the third season break?
I'm going to give the third season a 9.
All right. Very good. Very good. I'm going to have to check it out for sure. All right. I'm going to... Eric and I are going to finish up with Prey at the end of my reviews because I also watched Prey today. But real quickly, I got to do these really quick because I got quite a bit. But a movie we saw called Last Seen Alive with Gerard Butler at the Red Box. I took a flyer on it. It's a decent... action movie. It reminds me sort of that a riff on the movie Breakdown with Kurt Russell. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, where this guy. You should watch it because it's great movie.
Is that one where Meatloaf's the villain?
No, I don't think so. But anyways,
is that Evil Truck Driver or is that they're broken down and they can't? Are you sure it's just not an Evil Truck Driver?
I think
no,
it's
the Hitcher.
You're thinking The Hitcher? No, 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 no. Not
The Hitcher. That
would break. You be quiet for a second?
The Witcher Hitcher.
Anyways, all right. So basically, Breakdown deals. I think there is a truck driver involved. But
maybe
it's
we're talking about two different movies. But I think
it's basically this woman gets abducted, right? And that's the same type of thing with this movie, Last Seen Alive. It meanders in points, but it's good enough to keep your attention. It doesn't quite land, you know, land properly. It doesn't have a great landing. The end is not the greatest in the world. It's got one of those, you know, cheese ball Hollywood.
Just interrupt you real quick. Yeah, it's not Meatloaf is the villain in that one. But he plays a villainous truck driver in one movie. I thought it was this one, but it's not this one.
No. But anyways, no, that's good. That's fine. So it's got one of those cheese ball Hollywood ending type things, but. Mm. But it's decent enough to keep your attention. I'm going to give it a good 6.5 out of 10. I think it's worth, like, you know, picking it up at Redbox or watching it on a streaming service or something like that. So that's that one. Everything Everywhere All at Once is an interesting movie. Erica, did you do a review on this?
Yes.
Yeah, and you liked it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did too. This is an interesting. I'm going to agree with everything that Eric said on his. I thought it was a unique take on a multiverse type concept. It's a science fiction type movie with a lot of heart. So this one, I'm giving an 8.5 out of 10. I think Eric, if I'm not mistaken, Eric, you gave a 9.5 out of 10 on it, and I don't totally disagree. I thought there was some. You know, a few, anytime you do these, like, timeline movies, there's going to be some issues. So, this was no exception. It had a couple of, you know, kind of not tidy plot points, but overall, just a great movie with heart, so I highly recommend that one. Dash Cam was another one that I watched, and this is an interesting movie involving a young woman who's a MAGA supporter. She wears the MAGA hat, but that's like secondary kind of to the whole story. This woman is unlikable for sure, but she endures some of the... No matter what she has basically what it revolves around is a dash cam, right? She goes around, she has like a YouTube channel, and she does like singing and, you know, some really witty like skits and bits, you know, just kind of a fun channel, you know what I'm saying? And her, you know, her political views obviously enter the fray, and it causes... You know, it gives her great content, but she never lets up on content, no matter how horrible the situation gets. She's always in it for herself and content, and it's a commentary on YouTube culture and Facebook and all that stuff, like social media culture, and it's in the guise of a horror, like a found footage horror movie type deal. I thought it was pretty innovative.
It's like a more modern day take on Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I would say, Eric, and I think it's worth a watch. I give it a solid.
Nightcrawler is like the 80s.
Yeah. I give this a solid 8 out of 10. I thought it was well worth the watch. I also got it at Redbox, so it's another one of those ones where if you happen to watch it, I mean, give it a watch, because it's definitely original and interesting, and you know, you don't really give a shit about her, but she causes problems for a lot of people, and it just, she always ends up on top, it seems, and it's one train wreck after another. It's definitely a very unique movie, so I highly recommend watching it. And the final and probably the best movie on the list, you guys, there's going to be spoilers here, so if you don't want to hear spoilers for the movie Prey, which just came out today on Hulu.
I'll be taking my headset off, because I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah, you definitely want to watch it, Break. Prey. So we'll give people...
Not to be confused with
The video game.
Science fiction game that was released way back when.
Right, and that's a great game.
That got renewed as a rebooted as an IP from Bethesda.
Which the
original game also involves Native Americans and aliens, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, this is Prey. Right. This is the latest entry into the Predator series. So this is your spoiler warning. We'll give you 3, 2, 1, and we're going to go ahead and review it. This is a great movie. I love this movie, Eric. I think it was a good return to form for the franchise. I think they should have did something like this a long time ago, kind of explaining like the, you know, like a prequel, so to speak, to the original movie, which happens, what would you say, like pre-cowboy days?
This is apparently like the first time that race landed on Earth and started hunting man.
Right. It was the first, the Predator's first like foray into Earth, and the young woman in this is fantastic, almost pitch perfect as a she's basically trying to prove that she can be a hunter within her tribe, and nobody really believes her. Basically, a lot of shit happens where people get their arms and heads lopped off. The Predator is fucking wicked in this movie. I don't know what type of Predator this was, but he was badass. She was badass. Eric, I love this movie. I think it's you know, everything that a Predator movie should be. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And the music soundtrack... That parts kind of remind me of the Elden Ring soundtrack.
Really?
Wow. Specifically.
Wow. Well, good. So, specifically, what did you like about this movie, Eric?
Like the atmosphere and the locale, and just like a pure hunting movie. It's like the other ones were mostly spectacle by comparison.
Yeah.
Because I see a bunch of army dudes get killed. It's like, okay.
Right. This one,
it's like they've had got very crappy technology versus this highly advanced alien creature that can't be seen because it's using cloak all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to have to cut it short, Eric, because I have to use the restroom again.
Like,
but
then I could tell, like the Predator in this movie's technology is definitely not as advanced as we see in later films, or earlier films, rather.
Right.
Because of the several hundred year gap. Because, like, the helmet that they're using in this movie looks pretty primitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it, man. I thought they paid attention to detail, the atmosphere, the plot, the characters, well acted, well directed. There were some great shots, like cinematography was great. It gets a 9.5 out of 10 from me. Eric, what say you?
I'm going to give it the same, 9.5
out
of 10.
Yeah, I think it's a great entry, and I hope they do more. And there is a little if you watch the credits, there is hints at where it could go. So, looking forward to that. So, anyways, Breakman, come back. All right, let's do our plugs, Eric, and get the hell out of here. We'll wait for Break to get back here too. Eric, plug away.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBasherBrigade.com, or you can listen to the audio reviews on the feed. I've got a review for Live Alive on there for the Nintendo Switch. The remake of the game from 1994 that only released in Japan. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, I got a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG. And I even put it in the chat room so people can look at it.
Yeah, there you go, Eric. All right, Breakman, you back? All right, plug away, Break.
It's Tommy plugging himself.
Yeah.
It didn't explain some things. Like, I felt like the second Transformers movie at the end, like, there's Optimus Prime and Shia LaBeouf standing on a boat talking. Like, wait a minute, what about everybody else that was in the movie? How'd they do? Who survived? Who's alive? Who's not? No, that. Good luck guessing. We're just going to let you with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Don't forget that the fifth and fourth Transformers movies just basically pull a Resident Evil and, like, just completely change the story, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Break, plugs, because
I
got to use the restroom.
I can't blame for that. Well, I mean, I should be upset. I mean, they got rid of the greatest actor on the planet, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God. All right, Break,
plugs. Yeah, but they
plugs.
Replaced him with Wahlberg, who is incredibly more annoying.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it. Because I'm
right. You can follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders. Watch Prey. It's fantastic. It's a great movie. And that's about all I got for you. Anything else, gentlemen?
Don't waste your time on Resident Evil.
I say waste your time with and in anticipation that it's going to be great. All right.
Orville, if you don't like the first season, stick with it.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it more.
All right.
It's a good show.
All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. You're horrible.
I'm not allowed to say that.